If you have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 6. Amen. John chapter 6. But we'll begin reading at verse 51. John chapter 6 and verse 51. The Bible says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, but he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things saith he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you? I won't preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought. The offensive word. The offensive word. As we look at this morning, we see the Lord Jesus, and he's telling the Pharisees, telling these Jews exactly what's needing to take place. He said, they some manna, they some living bread, that if you eat of it, you'll be made whole. There's life in the bread of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you eat it and you acknowledge it, he said, the life comes in and it takes up its abode. He said, if you eat of that bread and you drink of that drink, he said, you shall be satisfied. Amen. I'm glad today that you can be satisfied in the Lord. I'm glad today that we can trust him. Amen. We can take him in and enjoy him today. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of places around where people's not enjoying the Lord. I believe it's because we're built up walls and petitions between us, and we only allow God to go so far, and we put up that petition in our hearts and our minds that stops the Lord from invading our privacy. We don't allow him just to come in and take up his abode in us. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. He said, I'm that that came from the throne of grace. I'm that that came down to encourage your heart. I'm glad that he came down to take my place, to be the price of sin, so that this old sinner could go free. Amen. He died that for me because he loved me, and he done it for you because he loved you, so that we could get in this thing. Praise God. Hey, listen, a lot of folks today find the word of God offensive, but I want to say on the authority of God, it's not an offensive word this morning. Praise God, if you're a child of God, trying to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But there's a lot of people that's offended by the Word of God. They ask the question, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? That was their question. They were offended at that. Amen. I want to say, praise God, when we begin to take up this blessed old book, and praise God, we begin to devour it, and we begin to eat it up, and we begin to feed on it. Praise God, it feeds, and it satisfies our soul. Amen. It gives us encouragement, praise God, to go just a little bit further. When the old devil comes along, and he says, you might as well quit, you might as well give up, praise God, you've got a little old nugget in there, and he'll say, you know what? You're sustained for a little while. Yeah. Amen. Amen. It stirs our soul. It gives us what we need. Amen. They said, how can we eat his flesh? We can devour the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can take in just as much of him as you want. Praise God. Amen. You can get in, praise God, so deep. Glory to God. Now you, but you know what we do? A lot of people, we get down there to the bank of the river when that waters of the Holy Ghost is a-flowing. Amen. Instead of just jumping in, praise God, we stick in a big toe. We stick in a big toe, just sampling the waters. Praise God. I tell you what, when the Holy Ghost of God comes through, praise God, well, we ought to just, hey, praise the Lord, just not worry about it, because I guarantee you the water will be right. Amen. Just jump in. Get in those swimming waters.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Lord was talking about. He says, praise God. God's got something for you that's exciting in your life. That bread from heaven, praise God, that came down to you. That nourishment that we have, the encouragement that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's a whole bunch of people today that don't want it. They find a Bible of an offensive book. Amen? A lot of people today, and Brother Rex, that was amazing. He was talking about that this morning. A lady that he went to visit and said, she was talking about her father and said, he was a humble man, and he would go to people and he'd say, I don't want to do anything to offend you, but... And then he'd give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the helping of their soul. Amen. Hey, listen. Hey, there's a lot of people today that this blessed old book offends. Amen. And it offends because of the arrogance in our life, because we don't submit ourselves to God and say, Lord God, here I am. Take me, use me, change me, mold me, make me in the likeness of a holy God. Amen. We find it offensive. We want to turn it away. We want to turn it loose. We want to forget it. We want to get away from it. Amen. You say, well, who do such a thing? An arrogant and a dishonest person. Amen. Somebody who's not honest with themselves. They won't allow the Word of God, amen, to change their lives and the way that they believe. Their lifestyle, if you will. Amen. Their lifestyle don't live up to what the Bible says, so they want to change the Bible. Amen. We're not doing the things that God says, so instead of changing our ways, we want to change the Word of God. We find the Word of God offensive. We get puffed up and we go home with a pout instead of a shout. Amen? Because we find the Word of God offensive. Amen? It's arrogance. It's a self-denial. It's a denying that very privilege that God gives us to become a child of God. Amen? To devour Him, to take Him in, praise God, like He tells us here. He said, we got to eat His flesh, drink His blood. He said, what is He talking about? He said, taking Him in, praise God, into your life. Allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to be absorbed, Lord God. To absorb Him up. Soak Him up, praise God, like a sponge. Take Him into our life and allow Him to become part of us. So that when we go to places, there Jesus is. When we wake up in the morning, there's the Lord. When we lay down at night, there's the Lord. When we sit down at the table, there's the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He becomes part of us. Amen. That's part of being a child of God.
Amen.
Allowing Jesus to become part of us. To become who we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. If we allow Jesus to become who we are. Amen. Well, you say, well, preacher, the Lord, if He come down to be where I am, He wouldn't be a Savior anymore because He'd be unholy. No, if He come down and we allow Him to be who He'd have us to be, praise God, we'll be holy and like Him. Amen. Why? Because we've absorbed Him. We've taken Him in, praise God, and allowed Him to become the Lord of our lives, to change us from the inside out, to mold us and make us the likeness and the image of a holy God. Amen. Not somebody, praise God, that we try to make ourselves to be. I've told you time and again, we can turn over a new leaf. Amen. A lot of people coming in just a few months, January the 1st, they'll make a New Year's resolution. They'll say, you know what, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Amen. And then they go to a New Year's Eve party and they say a smorgasbord of goodies. And you know what they do before the day's over? Amen. You know what I'm talking about? They'll say, I'll start that tomorrow. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when we give our lives to the Lord and we take Him in, praise God, He becomes so good to us, amen, that we just want more and we want more and we become more and more like Him. He begins to help our heart. But it's getting past the arrogance, amen, of our own lives. It's getting past the disobedience and the selfishness of our lives and to turn it over to a holy and righteous God. Allowing Him to become... Why do people do that? Amen. Because we're self-centered. The world and everybody in it, we're self-centered. We think about ourselves too much. If we get our minds off ourselves and get on somebody else, it'd make all the difference in the world. But we see this, and God gives us the truth in His Word. He shows us where we need to be. Look over at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. He tells us in the Word of God about the truth that God gives. Romans chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against what? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." Now listen to this. He said, "Who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So what's he saying here? He said, we know what the truth is. We know it's the Lord Jesus Christ and that help that He can give us if we let Him. Amen? But he said, we hold that truth in unrighteousness. He said, we continue to go on our way even though we know what God says is right. We keep plowing on according to the flesh in an arrogant manner. Amen? And we're living in unrighteousness. But listen to what he goes on to say. He said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, God shows you what He wants you to do. Each and every one of us here, God's manifesting Himself. He's showing you what He'd have you to do. Amen? And what we do with that is up to us. What we do with God's direction on our life is up to us. There may be somebody here, a young man, a young woman, or somebody that God's a deal in your heart, praise God. He wants you someday to preach the gospel, to be a missionary, to go in the field and tell people about Jesus. Amen? And if we allow Him today to come into our minds, and not only into our mind, but into our hearts, praise God, God will begin to use us and He'll prepare us for that He's got for us to do. Amen? You think about that this morning. That's a big responsibility. But there's a great big God of glory that can equip you, praise God, for your mission. Amen? He won't send you all ill-equipped. But if we'll let Him this morning, if we'll take Him in, if we'll absorb Him, praise God, He'll give us that we need. He's manifested Himself to us. He showed us Himself. Hey, a man, a woman, or a boy and a girl is sitting in this church this morning that hasn't been seen the manifestation of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen? You've seen old saints of God waving their hands praising God. You've seen mamas and daddy raising their hand praising God, thanking Him, praise God, for moving through, for healing the sick, for touching one more time. Amen? There's not a person here that hasn't seen the manifestation of God. Each and every one of us has seen it. We know. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. We know that it's real. Amen. Amen? It's not a fairy tale. It's not made up. But it's real this morning, praise God. We can see it. We can feel it, praise God. We can know it this morning. Yeah. Amen? But the whole world is offended at the Word of God. Amen? They're offended because of the way that we live. Amen? Because we're choosing to go in other directions. Well, listen to what he goes on to say. For God hath showed it unto them, verse 20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are, listen to this, without excuse. Amen? The arrogant stand up and they say, well, you know what? I just don't believe. I don't understand. I can't comprehend. And it don't really matter. But when we look around, praise God, everywhere we look, glory to God, we can see God. Amen? We see Him everywhere. He's ever present. He's in everything that we see. I think you can't look at this time of year at these mountains, praise God, and say that there is no God. Amen? As life and as fruitfulness leaves out of this earth, praise God, and God prepares it for a season of dormant, glory to God, He paints a picture on these mountains and says, you know what? This season is finished, praise God. I'm going to give a rest so I can start again. Amen. And He paints the beautiful colors that we see in our trees. God's coloring book, amen, we see this time of year. You look at these mountains, I tell you, it just impresses me. My God is an awesome God. Amen. He paints the picture. He changes the leaves. He does those things that we see all around. He said, one of these days, he said, we're going to stand without excuse. Because we look at God's Word and we say, well, God's Word offends me. Amen. Not if you're right with God. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I won't say it should not offend you. Praise God. It ought to encourage your heart. Just draw closer to Him so that He can help you all the days of your life. There's not a person here this morning that don't want some help. Amen. There's not a person this morning that don't need help in your life. And God's got that help this morning, Lord Jesus Christ. If we have just absorbed Him and take Him in and let Him be the Lord of our life, we need to be followers of Christ. Amen. We need to follow Him all the days of our lives. Amen. So He can begin to do those things in us and for us that we need Him to do. Bless His holy name. But we won't, because we don't want to. The Word of God, it offends us. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible says this in verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which also causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. Amen. He said, talking about having victory in Jesus right here. Amen. Knowing Him and that free pardon of sin, that triumphing in Christ. But look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. He said, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved. Now listen to this. And in them that perish. He said, through telling the Word of God, through sharing the gospel, amen, it's a sweet smell to God when we tell somebody about Jesus. It's a sweet smell to God when we hear the Word of God. And He said, it's a sweet smell to those that believe and also to those that perish. Amen. Why? Because it's the same gospel. It gives the same opportunities. It reaches into the same heart, praise God. It's the Word of God. Brother Rex taught this morning on Brother Paul, and he said, you see what manner I have been with you. He said, I lived a life. He said, my life's never changed. He said, day by day by day, praise God, my life is consistent for the Lord. Amen. Consistency, praise God. He said, it's consistency in the Lord that makes the difference. He said, it's a sweet savor to God. He said, for those that are saved, those that's getting in, to the one we are the Savior unto death. Now, he's speaking of this here, that the giving out of something, but he said it's the hardening of the heart where they don't want to take it. Amen? He said God's giving it out. He said, but there's a hardness of the heart that won't receive what God's got. Amen? Why? Because there's arrogance. We are offended by the Word of God. It's going to try to change our lives, and we like our life the way that it is. Through our troubles and trials and heartaches and disappointments. Amen. That'll continue all the days of our life. And if we ain't careful, we'll end up in hell lost without God. But he said, I've got better for you, praise God. He said, the gospel is preached. The gospel is proclaimed. The Word of God is real so that you can get in. He said, and to the other, the Savior of life unto life. Amen. It's the Word of life that's preached. It's the Word of life. It's expounded, praise God. And when it's taken in, it becomes life to the individual. Amen. Amen. You're no longer dead. You trespasses and sins. Amen. As Brother Bill says all the time, without a change, there's not much chance. Amen. We ought to be looking to see if there's a change in our lives when we claim to be a child of God. If there's not a change in our life, then we may not make it to heaven. Amen. I know that's just hard saying, but there ought to be a change when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when we realize who He is. Amen. To the other Savior, a Savior of life to life, and who is sufficient for these things. So who's sufficient for? God. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's sufficient in all these things. Listen to what he says. He says, for we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God. Amen. But as of God, in the sight of God. Amen. See, it's all about God. It's all about what God wants to do for us. And he's speaking to these people here, and he says, not as many which corrupt the Word of God. Amen? It's that giving out, amen? It's kind of like the selling of wine down on the corner. Amen? The selling of wine. You're making the profit, but it's a hardened heart. It's drawing men, praise God, and confusing the mind. Amen? The devil would like nothing more so you to be confused in your mind so he could take away your victory. Amen? But I want to say there's a great big God to love you today, praise God. If we believe and trust in Him, praise God, it's God Almighty that gives the victory. Amen. He said, but as in sincerity, kind of like you're going out as an ambassador for Christ. Amen. When the gospel goes out, it goes out as ambassadors. He said, but as of God. In other words, through His authority. Amen. It's the authority of God that speaks, and it speaks to the heart. He said, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. He said, the message is that it comes from God. He said, it's not of men. We might boast. We might become braggarts. But he said, it's from God. It's touching our heart that loves us and cares for us. But see, if we ain't careful, we come with an arrogant heart and we come dishonest with ourselves and we find the word offensive. Amen? It's an offensive word today to a lot of people. It's a word that offends. But I want to say to a different people, to a humble people, to a meek people, to a mild people. Amen? It becomes the word of God that speaks to our heart and helps us. Look over at Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, you know the story. Remember, Paul was run all over the place. And he finally ended up in a little place called Berea. Amen? You remember the story of Paul in Berea? Acts chapter 17, verse 10, and the Bible says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews." See, just because somebody run him off, it didn't stop Paul. As soon as he got to another place of worship, praise God, he went in and preached gospel Lord Jesus Christ. He said, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received, now listen to this, they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few." Amen. He said, these that come with a humble heart and a humble mind, they come and they're looking for the truth, and the truth is a blessing to them, and they receive it with an honest and a sincere heart. That's how the student of God comes, with an honest and a sincere heart, instead of changing the Word of God because it's unsatisfactory. Praise God, we begin to receive His Word, and it begins to help our life. Amen. It begins to encourage us and take us to new places in the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to help us. But he said we need to become Bereans. We need to begin to look at His Word and say, how can it speak to me? What help does it have for me and mine? Amen. How can it encourage me? How can it help me? Where can it take me to? Praise His holy name. God said, I've got the cure for all that ails you. Amen. We just got to believe, amen, and allow the Bible to fit into our life and make our lives fit into the Bible, and not just change us, praise God, but change our lifestyle. Amen. Change who we are. Make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's what He wants to do. That's His plan for us, to change us. But if we find a word offensive, amen, something, it's not the word that's wrong. There's something wrong with us. Like a song. Find something wrong in that old book. It's not the book, it's wrong. Amen. It's not the book, it's wrong. It's our life that's wrong. Amen. We need to change our life. How do we do it, Pastor? By looking in the book. Amen. When we hear something and it touches our heart, praise God, we get out of our seat and we fall before God at an old altar somewhere and we say, "God, forgive me and help me." Amen. What will He do? He'll forgive you and He'll help you. Amen. Why? Because you come as with a humble heart. See, that arrogant heart, that old deceitful heart, that dishonest heart is put away. And you say, "You know what? I want the truth." Because the Bible says the truth will set you free. Amen? It'll turn you loose from those things that so easily beset you. Those things that so easily drag you off somewhere else. Amen? So God's got a place for you where He wants to help you. If you got an honest and a sincere heart looking for the Lord, it changes your beliefs. Amen? To fit the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 6, and also in Luke chapter 7, verse 23, he says, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." He said, there's blessings when we're not offended by the Word. But the Word begins to change us into what is like Christ. He begins to give us that help. Amen. The Word is not offensive. The psalmist said this. Let me show you Psalms 119. Psalms 119 in verse 161. The Bible speaks of that great peace that comes from the Word of God. That great peace, when it's not offensive, but praise God, it's possessive. It holds you and it nurtures you and it brings you along. Amen. That's what God's Word is for. In Psalms 119, 161, the Bible says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause. But now listen to what it says. But my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Amen. He says, you know, they said this world, the prince of this world, he said, they persecute me. But he said, I just stand in awe at the word of God. Amen. How it stands no matter what happens. He said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Amen. He said, the word of God, he said to me, it's like finding a great treasure. Amen. Finding a great spoil. Something that don't cost me nothing. Amen. But it's given. It's there for the taking. He said, the word of God, he said, it's just so real. Amen. I don't think he found it offensive. Amen. He goes on in verse 163. He said, I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. You see what he's saying here? He's saying, I hate lying. I can't stand lying. Amen. He said, I find it offensive, but he said, I love the truth. Amen. He said, I can get a hold of the truth. The truth helps me. Amen. I don't have to keep up with what's going on when I'm looking at the truth, when I'm living the truth. Amen. Amen. It helps my heart. He said, I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I'm not offended by the truth. The truth sets me free. He said, verse 164 said, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Amen. Because God judges. Seven times a day, he said, I praise you. I lift you up because you judge rightly. Amen. When you speak to my heart, when you tell me I'm wrong, when you tell me I'm doing things that I shouldn't do, praise God, I say, Lord, you're right. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it to my attention. Amen. Why? Because he wanted to speak peace to his heart. Verse 165, he said, great peace have they which love thy law. Now, you get that? Great peace. Amen. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing, now listen to this, shall offend them. Amen. When you get into the Word and you get to digging for truth and you get to looking for truth, amen, it's not offensive, praise God, when God brings something to your attention and says, you know what? You could improve on this. Amen. This is the way to improve. This is the way to get better. This is the way to get closer. This is the way to have the love of God in your heart. Amen. Praise God. He said it's a place of rejoicing, a place of gladness, praise God. When you come to that place, when you realize, amen, you know that don't offend me. I tell you what, when I sit somewhere with some man of God, or if I'm listening and he's a preaching and he starts a plowing in my row and he starts a plowing pretty close to where I'm a living, you know what I do? I say, well, praise the Lord, help me, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I like it. Amen. It's truth and it speaks to my heart and it helps me to be a better person. Amen. Amen. To be the best I can in this society that we live. That I can be an encouragement and never a discouragement. Let me ask you this morning, are you an encouragement or a discouragement? Amen. You try to be an encourager? You know where we mess up with our children most time? We come down on them hard when they mess up, but we never praise them when they do good. Amen? I done that. I messed up. Amen. I always seen their faults. I always come down on them hard if they messed up. But I never praised them enough when they done good. Amen? You ever been there? You ever been there? And we've got to be careful because that carries on into our lives because they're going to do just like we did. Amen? And if we ain't careful, instead of being encouragers, we're discouragers. And we've through our family, through our life, praise God, we just carry on the discouragement instead of the encouragement. Amen? And if we ain't very careful, we get discouraged. We get offended by the Word of God because of where we are in our Christian life. Amen? We get offended because of where we're at when the Word is revealed to us. Instead of falling on our face, say, oh God, help me, a sinner. Amen? Help me to do better, Lord. Help me to reestablish my goals. Amen. We get offended at the Word. Instead of absorbing that Word in and allow that Word to cleanse us from the inside out and make us into that person that God have us to be for these last days. Listen, we're going to need all the help we can get in these last days. This thing's going to wax worse and worse, and in the end, it ain't going to get no better. Amen. It ain't going to get no better out there in the world. But I want to say, on the authority of God, it can get better in here. Amen. It can get better in here because we can absorb the Lord Jesus Christ. We can take Him in. We can become like Him. We can listen to Him. We can be led of Him. And He'll change our lives. He'll change us. He'll mold us. He'll make us in the likeness of His image. So that one of these glorious days, He can present us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. That's what His goal is. But we can't be offended at His Word. We can't take offense at the Word of God. We have to accept it, like the psalmist, as truth. Verse 166, he said, Lord, I have hope for Thy salvation and done Thy commandments. Now, can you see what he's saying? As I was reading this, he said, Lord, I'm listening to You. I love Your Word. It's in my heart. He said, I take it to myself. He said, no persecution's around. Hard times is gone. He said, things going wrong in my life. But praise God, I'm just taking Your Word, believing what You say, praise God, and looking for a better day. Excited about the future. He said, I have hope for Thy salvation and done Thy commandments. Now listen to what this. My soul hath kept Thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Amen. You get that? He said, Lord, I've heard what You've testified, heard about the things that folks have done that's wrong. And He said, I've heard about the things that folks has done is right. And I've heard about the love of God and how You can fix us, praise God. And He said, I love them exceedingly, praise God. He said, I can't get enough of Your truth. Amen. He said, I'm just absorbing it like a sponge, praise God. And I'm getting excited the farther on I go. Amen. The closer home, I get more and more excited. Praise God. See, I love them exceedingly. He said, I have kept Thy precepts and Thy testimonies. Now listen to what He says. For all my ways are before Thee. Amen. He said, Lord, all my ways, everything I do, everything I want to be, everything I desire to be, every option I have, every decision that I have to make, praise God, You're right there before me to help me. Amen. And he said, Lord, praise God, I believe You. I believe Your Word. And I believe You are that ever-present help, amen, for my life. Amen. He said, I believe it. I trust You. Amen. He said, I'm not offended by the Word of God. He said, I'm not offended at all. He said, but I take pleasure in it as it helps me and it changes my life. Amen. He said, I take pleasure in the Word of God. Do you take pleasure in the Word of God today? Amen. Is that help to you? Is it help? Does it encourage you? Does it excite you to just know the Word of God? And it's speaking to you on an individual basis. Amen. Every time you pick up that book, every time somebody reads it, if we'll just think about it, God's speaking to us. He has help for us. He has encouragement, but we can't be offended. This can be an offensive book. Amen. For somebody that's lost and disobedient. For somebody that's arrogant and hard-hearted. But praise God for a child of God. Amen. Somebody that's longing, desiring for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, it's not an offensive book. Amen. They were offended. He said, you gotta eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they're like, whoa, man, we ain't cannibals. We ain't doing this. But really, they didn't even realize that he was talking about just absorbing him, taking him in, and allowing him to be who they are. I wonder today, are you absorbing him in? Are you taking him in? Are you longing to be like him? Amen. Are you longing to make Christ the Lord of your life? Amen. We got to be followers of Christ, or we've missed the boat. Amen. We must be followers of Christ. The offensive word. It's offensive to an old lost sinner. Amen. Everybody that comes in this building, we ought to show them the love of God. We ought to love them. We ought to welcome them. They ought to feel welcome. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody that comes in this building, amen, ought to feel welcome. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. They may not feel comfortable when Holy Ghost singing breaks out. They may not feel comfortable when some old slobbering preacher gets up and start telling them about the love of God and the hell's real. Amen. It's offensive to them till they realize they're an old sinner lost without God. Amen. Once they realize they're an old sinner lost without God and they make things right, then that word ain't offensive no more. It's that help that's extended down from the very throne of grace to encourage them and to lift them up and to put them in a different place. To set them on a higher plane, praise God, than where they've ever been before. Amen. The offensiveness is gone. That word don't offend me. Amen. There's some hard sayings in here. But praise God, as we look at them and we realize, praise God, that God's speaking to us and that He's speaking to us from a heart of love because He loves us. Because He loves us. He's speaking to us. It don't offend us. It don't offend me. Amen. Because I know God loves me and He's trying to help me. But you know what? In the world that we live in, if we ain't very careful, somebody will try to tell us, you know, that they love us and try to point us in the right direction. And if we ain't careful, we get offended and we get puffed up. You say, well, you know, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. But you know what? They're just trying to help us. Amen. Just like God trying to help us. God is always trying to help us, always encouraging us. Amen. Don't be offended at God and His Word. Just take it into your heart and say, how can I use this little tidbit to change my life, to help me to be better for Him, to better for them around me? Amen. To make myself a someone in society that God could use to bring glory to His name. I wonder if we just meditated on that just a little bit. Amen. Lord, what can I do today that I might be used of Thee? Amen. That word of truth to speak through me to somebody else, that I might be an encouragement. Amen. Today. That the Word of God, that wouldn't be offensive. Well, I like that Brother Rex said this morning. He said, you know, I don't want to do anything to offend you. Amen. He put it right out there in the front. That's good. Amen. So I don't want to say anything to offend you, but I just want to tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. How He loves you, and He saved no sinner like me. I was doomed and damned for hell, lost without God. But Jesse, I realized I was an old sinner and that Jesus died for my sins according to the Scriptures. And at the third day, 3 days later, He got up, victorious over death and the grave. He got up for me, amen, according to the Scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want to offend you, but I just want to tell you, He loves you too. Amen, with the same kind of love. Amen. That's all right. That'd work. They take that to home, to the house with them. Amen. They take it out. Why? Because we don't need to be offended at the Word of God. We don't need to be offended at it. We just need to get in there and absorb the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to become the Lord of our lives. Amen. Then I can get up here and I can just preach and praise the Lord, and we can absorb the Word together, glory to God, and we can just shout all the way to the house, say, glory to God, He's a helping me. Amen. He's a helping me. He's a helping us. Getting us closer to that leaping off place. We'll leap off here into glory. Looking for that glory today. Because the Word of God ain't offensive. The Word of God is helpful to us. Amen. In this day and hour that we live.